July the 6th. He who listens to me shall live securely and will be at ease from the dread of evil. Proverbs 1:33. Divine love is made obvious when it shines in the midst of judgments. That lone star is lovely that smiles through the rifts of the thunderclouds. The oasis is cheerful that blooms in the wilderness of sand. Wonderful and radiant is love in the midst of wrath. When the Israelites provoked the Most High by their continued idolatry, He punished them by withholding both dew and rain. Their land experienced a severe famine. But while God withheld the rain, He made sure that His own chosen ones were secure. If all other brooks are dry, there will be one reserved for Elijah. When that brook dries up, God will still preserve for him a place of sustenance. Not only did the Lord have one Elijah, but he also had a remnant according to the election of grace who were hidden by fifties in a cave. And even though the whole land was subject to famine, yet these fifties in the cave were fed, and were fed from Ahab's table, too, by his faithful, God-fearing steward, Obadiah. 1 Kings 18:4. Let us draw from this the inference that no matter what happens, God's people are safe. Let convulsions shake the solid earth. Let the skies themselves be torn in two. Yet amid the wreck of worlds, the believer will be as secure as in the calmest hour of rest. If God doesn't save his people under heaven, he will save them in heaven. If the world becomes too hot to hold them, then heaven will be the place of their reception and their safety. Be confident, then, when you hear of wars and rumors of wars. Let no alarm distress you, but be quiet from fear of evil. Whatever disaster comes upon the earth, you, beneath the broad wings of God, will be secure. Keep yourself upon His promise. Rest in His faithfulness. Send opposition to the darkest future, for there is nothing in it dreadful for you. Your only concern should be to show forth to the world the blessedness of listening to the voice of wisdom.